Thursday night Shemaitz Hashir.
We're going to do Perek Yud Beis again. I'm going to give a synopsis of Perek Yud Beis. I decided that's the new style. We're going to try it this way. After we learn it, the first time it's like plowing untilled ground. And then we learn it, and then instead of waiting 3 weeks or 4 weeks or 2 months to come back to it and go over it, I'm going to try it this way. I'll say it over after we finish it. Okay, so we're going to do, we'll try it out, we'll see. So that means today we're going to go over Shemaitzah Beis, Perek Yud Beis. So the Shemaitzah starts off with a Gemara that has a steer in Brisus, whether or not there's a Tainas Pesulim on a Chareshus V'Shaita. That's what we're going to be focused on. Meaning they can't taina, they're not bnei das. So is there a tainas pasulim? Meaning, if they're nimtzu b'ulo pasach pasuach, can the husband have a taina? So one brisa says yes, one brisa says no. So while maybe somebody else learning it, I'm just adding this for. Like you would think, maybe he should expect it to be a ba'ula, so you can't have tainus or whatever. But that's not the beer the Gemara says. It's dependent on the machlokas on the Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, whether or not a woman's nemon to say misherastani nenasti. If such a thing happens, if a husband marries somebody, a noise is teaching like Motzala Basulim, here marries misherastani nenasti. Right, that's the Mishnah in Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, or Yud Aleph Amud Beis Amud Beis. So the Gemara says, what do you mean, Rabbi Gamliel? That's if she says it. She's not saying it here. She's not saying anything. So the Gemara says, yeah, we're talking about the concept called Taininon. There's a concept in Hilchos Tayin V'Nitnan of Psach Picha Le'ilem, when the person is incapable of taining. Sometimes because they're ketanim, sometimes because they have no way of knowing. It's called toyin and leyoresh ulamakeach. Someone's in a field and he's not in a position to have known the holach yelach of the field. He got it as an inheritance. So we can't leave him open to any unscrupulous person that comes along and claims it's his field with some sort of claim. So that's called Tainina. Tainan of Lakech, the Yairish. And there's rules. I'm going to refer to this later. If you look up in the Encyclopedia Talmudis, on the Tainan and the Yairish of the Lakeach, where in Tainan Benit, then you have Psach Picha the Elaim. So you have all the rules of the rules and guidelines and regulations and when yes and then what and then when not, and then you have he has a whole section called Toinen LeYoyrish LeLoikeach. In other words, Psach Picha LeElaim is even if the person's there, and Basin sees he's not good at math or he doesn't know what to say or he's so frightened that he can't talk, he's so nervous. That's also a form of Psach Picha Le'ilem. Another form is if they have no way of knowing, and based in Tainus for them, what the person who does know the story probably would have said or would have Tainus.
If they don't know how to do anything, then how would they have known enough to even bring the person to Beis Din?
They're usually defendants. The classic case is I buy a field from him. I buy a field from him. And now he's not around. He's not a Baldover. He went to Omaha, Nebraska, and he didn't leave an email address or a forwarding address. He's gone. Someone walks into Beis Din with proof that they owned the field before him. Marikama. So normally he had it for 3 years, for 10 years, for 20 years. Normally if he'd be around, he'd say it. If he lost the shtar, the deed of the field, but he was there 3 years, chazaka, he says, I bought it, But if he doesn't say he bought it, so in contradistinction to metaltalin, where if I have it in my pocket, I get it. But by karka, even if you're the Murakama gets it, the last known owner. The last known owner. He does. He has to regain him that he owned it. That he owned it. Yeah. That he owned it. Now, normally, if he was in the field more than 3 years, that's what Cheskes Habakum is all about. You're in the field 3 years, you can tiny you bought it. But there's something called Chazok Hasheni Motaina. If you don't say you bought it, then you lose the field if you don't have a deed. If you don't have a shtar and a guy comes and shows that he was the former owner, and you don't say that you bought it, so he's not here. He's not saying he bought it. Bezin turns to me. I could prove he was in the field for 3 years. So Bezin says, nude, did he buy it from the guy that's here now?
I don't know.
I bought it from him. I don't know. Did he show you a deed that he was the owner? No. He was in the field like 10 years. What am I supposed to think? No one ever took him to Bezin that it's not his field. They're taking me to Bezin that it's their field. Classic case. So Bezin tainus for me. I don't know. I obviously don't know. Like there's no indication that I'm hiding something by not knowing. Like why? How should I know?
It's your advantage.
It's not my advantage. Why should I know? I don't know. So they taina for me. He bought it. They'll taina for me what he would have said if he were here. If he were here, he would have said he bought it. So Bezdin will taina for me that he bought it. He's not here. That's the classic case. That's called taina l'lokeach.
So it's then more the same of a type of case. Than it would be a plaintiff.
I don't know. You know, that's probably a... Because
in the case of the Kasuba...
It's probably an entry here in the Encyclopedia Talmudis on the taina l'lokeach l'yoyresh that it's only said... As a defendant, but you'll never find it by a plaintiff.
Because I would think the person...
Yeah, it's by a defendant. It's by a defendant.
Okay.
So that's called Tanya. So that's what the Gemara says is the result, is the crisis that... So the Bryson that says they don't have tainus basula means the husband cannot have tainus on them is because we do a taininon. It's because we pass on Rabbi Gamlio, and it's Rabbi Gamlio plus because we do a taininon. They don't say anything to them. What?
Okay, she's the plaintiff. She wants her money.
No, but she has a tzuba. She has a star. She's not called the plaintiff. She's called the defendant. You're trying to negate her star. So, okay. So that's the Gemara. Now, the Ramban. The Gemara talks about Rabbi Gamliel vis-a-vis the Taina of Bisharastani Nanasti. It's the first Mishnah in a series of Mishnahs. Yud Beis and Beis. The man says, you know something? That doesn't really cover every single case. It's a synopsis. No. I already incorporated the Rashi and Shat in the Gemara.
I said, Rashi provided over here.
I already said what Rashi said. So the Ramban says that doesn't really cover every base. But if Kideshu Ba'al Li Alter, you can't say Bisharastani Nanasti, then she would lose. And the Bryce is sort of mashma that in every case, even if you would boil her right after the Erison, like we do nowadays, we do now Kideshu Ba'al Alter, she doesn't leave his sight from when the Zerusin until they are together the first time, generally. She doesn't leave her sight. So Ramban says there's really another Mishnah where the woman could say, yes, Pesach Pesuach, something happened before the Erusin, but it was Mukasaitz. And Mukha site is not a Mekach Tos, be Paskin, although it's Ksuba. So there's really a Tainin and a Mukha site. Rambani asks, wait a second. The Mashmos of the Bryce is that she doesn't lose anything. Anglam Tainas Basula means she doesn't lose anything. In my scenario, Rambani says, with the Tainin and the Mukasaitz, she should only get Ksuba of 100, not 200. Because the Mukasaitz only gets 200. Only gets 100. So if you're Tainin Mukasaitz, you get, okay, very nice. Your Mukasaitz, we accept it, wonderful. And you only get 100. So Ramban says no. And the Mashmos of the Bryce is that she gets the full 200. Because Einlan Tainas Basula means Einlan Tainas Basula. Ramban says no, because we're talking about a Chereshus and a Shaita. So even if every Mukasaitz, the Ksuba is 100, because she's not a Basula, but really a Chereshus and a Shaita should have no Ksuba. It's not a real marriage. He wrote them a Ksuba. He wrote them a Hischaivus of 200. That's what we're talking about. Well, she didn't want to marry him otherwise. Whoever was taking care of her wanted to protect her, so it took care of the prenup. That he write her a thing for 200 zuz, the standard zuz. He said, you know, you want to marry her, at least write her what a normal woman gets. But ironically, like I told you, my Moshe with the Sfaradim making a shvur that they're not going to marry a second wife, ironically, she ends up getting better protection than a woman with ksuba, because a woman with ksuba, if she's a mukasayitz, gets 100. And she, since it's not a mekach tos, not a Mekach Tos. So to just say she gets 100, but he wrote her a Ksuba. He didn't speak out when he wrote it out. This is with the expectation that you're a Basula. So even though we figure it is, but it's not a strong enough Umdana to get her a Ksuba of 100 without, if he didn't speak anything out. It's called Dvarim Shebelev in a Purim. What?
No, it's because it's a Matana, not because he's speaking out. It's because the whole thing is...
But the Matana was Lechora with the expectation that she's a Basula. But still, since he didn't speak it out, so it's Varsha Balev. It's not that strong enough of the Numdana.
But if he did speak it out, then it would just go down to 100.
Yeah. If he would have spoken out, that I'm giving this to you with the expectation that you're a Basula, so then it would go down to 100. Or maybe it would be nothing even then. I don't know if it would be 100, maybe it would be 0. Because he wrote her a Shtar Hischaivus for 200. And then he says, I'm giving this to you with the expectation that you're a Basula, so maybe if you're not a Basula, you'd get nothing.
Well, there is an expectation of a Basula. If we don't Tainin Lay, what happens? If we would not Tainin Lay,
she's not a Basula. That's not the issue. Right.
But there's no expectation she's supposed to be a Basula.
What? No. I'm sorry, Mukasaitz. Mukasaitz. Okay. That's the Ramban. Then the Ramban says, yeah, it's like the difference, it's ironic, it's sort of ironic. That when you're protected with the Kanas Chazal and the guy writes a Ksuba, we write Ksubas. But when we write Ksubas, we mean to hook it into Takanos Chazal. We're not writing independent Hischaivasin. We don't mean to write, even though we're writing a Shtar, but we don't mean to accept and obligate ourselves towards an independent Hischaivut. We mean to put into writing Chazal's Hischaivut for us.
And that has the very clear understanding about Ksuba.
Exactly. Mashenkin, this Chayreshus, so showed that there is no Takanos Chazal. So he wrote his Chayvut. I told you, it's like the Svara Mamish by the Sfardim, when they make a Shvua. So some say, ironically, his wife's now even more protected than an Ashkenazi. If she'd be a Moredes, he wouldn't be allowed to take a second wife, because he made a Shvua, he wouldn't take a second wife, and that's now an independent Shvua. And others say, no, he means to only hook himself up to and be associated with the Ashkenazi Isser, which, if she's a Moredes, is not, you can marry a second wife. Gets a little more complicated. He doesn't have the venue of Hetamei Rabbonim, so that's an issue in itself. Okay. The Mishnah Melech wants to know why Rashi didn't say like the Ramban. Rashi says that the Taininan is Misharastani Nenasti. Now, Mechayr, the Ramban, the Taininan of Mukasait, is Taka covers a base left uncovered by the Taina of Misharastani Nenasti. That is Kideshu Boali Altar. If he allowed to means right away, if he would boil her right away, there's obviously no Misharastani Nenasti. So Rashi didn't say that. So maybe he doesn't hold like the Ramban's Chiddush. Because Ramban is dependent on his Chiddush. That, because what does Ramban say? How do you cover that base? By having a Tainina from Mukasaitz. But the Tainina from Mukasaitz only works if you accept the Ramban's Chiddush, that she still gets 200 even if she's a Mukasaitz. Because there was an independent obligation. An independent is Chayvut. So that's a shtikol chiddush. So maybe Rashi doesn't hold that chiddush. That's what Mishnah Melech wants to know. Like, why didn't Rashi say like the Ramban? He left the stone uncovered. It doesn't cover a certain case. So l'chayr the Ramban's right. Like, why didn't he? So why did Rashi limit himself with the Tainina of Misharistani Nenasti? So, well, maybe he doesn't hold the Ramban's chiddush. That's the Mishnah Melech. Shemaita says no. 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 He says because there's a general question if Taininon is a Shema or a Bori. And if you look up here, and it's actually a Talmudis, on the Tainan, the original Keach, he brings down, he says, Yeshu Shainim Shekosu, which we're going to have later on in this perek, that it's a Tainus Bori. In other words, the way you said it, we are imagining the Taina that he would have said if he were here. So even though we don't know, like, we're not Bori, but there really is no we, because we really don't have any legal standing in the Beis Din to Taina. We. There's a din that we could present the Taina that he would have said if he were here. He's not here. They have no way of knowing. Well, in this case, they have no way of knowing because they're shaitim, because they don't really have das. But that's a bari. We present the taina that the person would have said had he been healthy, had he been a bari. You know, and that's what some hold. Others hold, no, it's us talking. And like, it has the weakness of, really, we don't know. So if Bori has a, let's say the way the person would win is because it would be a Bori B'Shema, then Tainina is not going to help you. Tainina can't reach the Madrega of Bori to say, oh, it's Bori B'Shema. It can't be Bori. It's like a Shema. You're saying, oh, maybe this happens. It's a Shema.
It would be Shema if he said it, but maybe it
the Tainina can't be Bori. There's two. What? No, Muchzuk doesn't need a Tainina. Maybe not. It gets complicated. We're not going to go through the whole Tainina. There's a general machlokas if Tainina has the koach of Bori or it's only a Shema. If you want to imagine the lumdus, the conceptual thing is very easy to see. I think it's very, both tzedodim are very understandable. You know, the tzad that is bori is that we're not really claiming anything. We're not claiming anything with our knowledge or lack of knowledge. We don't have any legal standing. We're not bali dvarim. So we're sort of, there's such a din that we could present the taina that he would have said if he would have been here. If he would have been, he would have been a bari. So we can present the bari. The other Rishonim hold, no. That you can't give it, you incorporate. No, you incorporate, you imagine the Beis Din is saying. So the Beis Din is saying, well, maybe had he been here, maybe he would have said this. But they're never more than a maybe. So you can't bring it above that level of maybe. good. So that's a question. So now, this is mamish a big machlokas, and this is what we're dealing with here. Tosfos holds it's a shamo. So he's bothered by, whoa, what are you saying, Taininon? Here, by Rabbi Gamliel, it's clear in the Gemara, only wins because it's Bari B'Shem also. So what are you telling me Taininon for? What Taininon? Who Taininon? So Tosfos answers, no. And now it comes into play, everything we've been learning until now, that if they're arguing about when it happened, when she became, so you're really dealing with the rule of Kanimsa Kanhoya, Koshinoyla Nasovik Rishusu Olav Araya, Ein Machzik, Ein Machzik and Reyes or Rishus Rishus. Kids running around. Ein machzik in reyus or mishus l'rishus, and that really doesn't need bar b'shem. That's, you know, that if you found the reyus on the baal's rishus, so kanhoya, and the Gemara is bar b'shem is by the book of saints. It's not a question of when it happened, but what happened. So there you're only using Cheskes HaGuf to win, and Cheskes HaGuf needs Bari B'Shem. It's really Tosfos says this. So now you understand Rashi. Mukasait's Taka needs Bari. The Ramban holds, maybe it is a Bari, maybe he holds every Taininon's Bari. The Shmaitzer doesn't even say that. The Shmaitzer says Mukasait's is called Bari because it's so common. Because it's not uncommon. It's not uncommon. Yeah. So he'll hold its Bari, and it works even for the Mukasaites. But so Rashi could agree with the Ramban that conceptually a Chareshus or a Shait and its Mukasaites still has 200. But still, he only talks about the Taininon of Misherestani Nenasti. There's running Hefker here. Running.
Parents don't watch their children.
So according to Tosfos, in other words, would say that the Mukasait is not going to work.
But he's agreeing with Rambam. He seems to be agreeing with Rambam, but he's just not going there.
No, I didn't agree with Rambam.
Tosfos is arguing with Rambam.
Yeah,
Rashi's agreeing with Rambam's present premise, but not taking it all the way.
Okay,
so he's not agreeing. Tosfos is saying it's
Shema. So the work is not
Bari. Tosfos is saying it doesn't make Sheet of Mikabetz is saying that it's Rugil. And Schmeitz is using that for us to say that it's Ruggle, therefore it could be a Bari.
Yeah,
so it wouldn't matter if it's Ruggle or not.
She got banned on the ground.
That's what Schmeitz says. So you have no Raya that. Getting a paper towel.
I got some. Those are paper towels. You just fold it up. Pre-unfolded.
Pre-unfolded?
Those are all paper towels. Okay, so he says, really, Rashi would agree conceptually to Ramban that a Chareshus and Mukasaites, a Chareshus and a Shaita that's Mukasaites, could get, saying, okay, it's good, thank you. It's 200, that a Chareshus and Mukasaites, that a Chareshus and a Shaita that's Mukasaites get 200. Rashi can agree with that too. The reason he limits the Taininon to Misheristani Nenasti is because he holds Taininon has a Tainus Shema, and therefore it's only going to work being Shevet is only going to work where the question is when. When you can pull out the rule of Kol Shenoy LaRasovik Rishus Ol of Araya, Emak Zikareyos of Rishus LaRishus, so you don't need Borei Rishamah in that case. You need Borei Rishamah by Book of Sages. You would need Borei Rishamah, so that's why Rashi doesn't say Borei Rishamah. Now, so then the Shmaitz and the rest of the Perek goes on to answer a bunch of other questions that come up. Question one. He established in Perek Yud and Perek Yud Aleph that the rule of Kol Hanoy LaTzofik Rishus Ol of Araya is only to prevent a Bittul Mekach. Sounds a little funny, but he proves it from different Gemaras and Rishonim in the 10th and 11th Perek, that the rule is only Areyusa. It's Ein Machzik Areyusa Rishus LaRishus. So it's only Areyusa that ostensibly there was a sale here. Shinui Rishus. You want to be Mavatel, the sale, by saying Mekachtos, but the Mum was found in my Rishus. So you can't be Mavatel the Mekach because it was found in my Rishus, so you say ostensibly it happened there. But if it's any other question, let's say how much Ksuba is, not a question of Mekachtos, but a question of a certain advantage about lowering the price or who gets the baby that's born, then you don't say the rules. He says, whoa, what about also, you know, this Tysus, so now it's fair. Why? Because if Misharistani Nanasti, if that Mishnah is going with the din of Kanimsa Kanhoya, and there's certainly a possibility of Mukaseitz, and Mukaseitz is not a Mekachtos, so maybe she was Mukaseitz. Maybe she was Mukaseitz, so she should get a ksuba of Moneh, not a Mekachtos. So now it's Miyushin. Why? Because Mimonoshach, she doesn't lose an ksuba. If the Baal would taina drusa sishat, he'd be coming to be Mavatel the Mekach. So we say, no, sorry, Kol Hanoy LaTzofik Rishus Ol of Araya. The Mum was found in your Rishus. And if he tainas mukaseitz, and if he would be saying mukaseitz, then Rashi's molded, she gets mosayim anyway. The cherishus on the shayta, she gets mosayim. So,
how does that help?
What?
So how does that help? So it's still not a mekachtos.
Not only is it not a mekachtos, but she gets mosayim. So in one of shot, she doesn't lose the ksuba. If he would be saying yodrusasish, so then we say kolonoi the tzavik b'shus on the varaya. And if you'd be saying, your mukaseitz, at least, so you said, a cherish and a shaitan doesn't have less of a ksuba, a reduction in ksuba. So in other words, Ramban's chiddush answers this question. Ramban's chiddush answers this question again. Shmaita said a yisod that kolonoi the tzavik b'shus doesn't work unless it's coming to save a mekach with a flaw from being a mekach tos. But it, by us, you see, it is. Taisi says that's the dynamic in our Gemara, right? Saying Mishra Estani Nanasti. So, but maybe she was Mukaseitz. So Shmaita says no, because Mimonavshach, either he's coming to be Mavatel the Mekach by saying Pesach Pesuach, you had be already with someone. But in that case, we say, sorry, Kolonoi LaTzofik Rishus Ol of Araya. Maybe it was Mishra Estani Nanasti. If you're saying Mukaseitz, then she gets Mosayim anyway. You have the Kal no Taina, because of the Ramban's Chiddush. So that it saves us from that question. Another question. Stami asks a question. Says Puk Rav Sheshis holds, we're talking about Rav Sheshis here. He says Rav Sheshis in the first parak holds that Kitzel Cheskos Pesula, the Nimtzes Bula is also not a Mekachtos. So that blows up the whole thing. Like, how can you say Taininon and it's Taininon Kolonoi LaTzofik Rishus Ol of Araya? It's not coming to be Mevatel the Mekach. She says, Enechanami, Rav Sheshis is only talking according to the Mandi Omar that Kitzu Mecheskos Mesula, but it's Bula, it's a Mekach Tos. So this is Enechanami. Okay, next question. Ritva says that it's Bari. Ritva says it's Bari. Ritva answers this, the basic question of the Ramban of, well, I'm sorry, of Tosis. Of Tosis. Of Tosis says, how can you say Tainina? You need Bari B'Shemo. You need Bari. So the Ritva answers it is Bari. And he says it's like Tainina L'Kech L'Yairish. It seems there it's more partial than it has a din of a bar, because they're not around. Here you have the woman that's around, but she's mentally impaired and she can't tie it. So the Ritva says it's bari here also. Just like there it has a din of bari, there it seems it's more partial to him. Not everybody holds it's bari there either. But the Ritva holds there it's bari, so here it's bari. The Shmaitzer makes that chilek. The Shmaitzer says, when he's not here, so you can taina that had he been here, he would have said Bari. Rabbi Chanan talks about it in the Kovit Shurim Chelet Beis. He has a nice turn of the phrase. He says it's not called Shem, it's called the Suffolk Bari.
Yeah, because it really, that makes more sense to me, because otherwise you're dealing with so many maybes. You know, maybe the sun rose behind a cloud yesterday, you know, or tomorrow, or, you know, the base did is making...
Not really, we're saying it had the real Baldover been here, he would have said he bought it. That was a very normal thing.
Mm-hmm. You don't know that.
You're going the other way. The Shmaitz is saying the other way. The Shmaitz is saying that when Shimon, when he is not here, there our Tainan has a din of Bari. Because it's not, we're not really we're tining for him, so it's really suffering Bari, because he probably would have been Bari if he would have been here. But when they're here and they're not talking, so then it could only be a Shem. The Shmaitzer makes such a chilek. Tosis can be limited to our case. Tosis, who says it's a Shem, doesn't have to hold in the case of Tainan Liyarish or Lekeach that it's a Shem. Okay, finally.
He doesn't bring the Ritva, does he? He's looking for it.
Maybe not. Maybe he just presents. Yeah, he says it as a Shita.
He brings the Shita, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, and on that Ritva, okay.
Finally, in the very last paragraph, he brings down Rashi and Tosfos hold that Misha Rastani Nanasti is really Misha Kinastani Nanasti. Because if she say Misha Rastani Nanasti, she's still in a pickle, because that means that the mum happened in the Rishus of the father. Even though it happened after Erisim, but it was in the Rishus of the father. So she still loses out if it happened in the Rishus of the father, unless it happened in the Rishus of the husband. The Shmaitzer asks, but if she's saying Mishekinastani Nanasti, so why aren't you Chayshish? Maybe she's a Mukhasaitz and it's not a Mekach Tos. So the husband should be Neman to say she's a Mukhasaitz. But why does she win? Why can't the husband say she's a Mukhasaitz? No, and she'll lose the money. And Rashi and Tosfos holds that. And you can't say Bori Vishema, that she's tining Bori and the Baal's only Shema. Because they hold Bori Vishema cannot combine with a Cheskos HaGuf to be Moitzi Mama, Rashi and Tosfos hold. I think he might share, V'yesh Liyashe, that's his last kasha. We'll read it over inside, the last paragraph, he doesn't answer. The very last paragraph of Perek Yudbeis. And came by Meris Misharastani Nenasti Nami Isla Chazok of the Gufa. and the Chlam Yach Klov of the Chomer Shmurim Hashem Vishus of Moshiach Beres and the Vishus of the Vishus of the Father but the Lechetz Kusak Bo the Bimash of Kosh Matoy Shoshom the Father has to be the Raya the Bori Vishem of Lo Mahani and Wuch the Spirit who Lo Mahani Bori Madi Ches Kusak Bo and Kenna Filum the Vishar Ostani the Nasti and the Forish Rashi the Toysis Vishekin Ostani Achati Neich Hashem of Mukaseitz and Moshiach Kusavku Yefli
Yashay.
I look around in the store,
but I don't know.
What's the conscience?
Maybe the Lucasites. Therefore, he can knock it down to a morning.
But on that.
Because you can't borrow Hashem, it won't help you.
Wouldn't that cause a Pesach Pichel Elam for the prosecutor?
Where? For the prosecutor?
Meaning for the plaintiff. For the plaintiff, there's a person.
Plaintiff, you don't say.
Right, but that's what I'm asking. Meaning he didn't say Mokaseitz. Why would we assume it for him? The Baal didn't say Mokaseitz. Why would we assume it for him and take away Amanda from the Tshuva?
The Baal is called the defendant.
I thought she was the defendant.
Which case? You're talking about the Cherishes?
Yeah.
The Tainim of the Cherishes?
Yeah. Okay. So we're Tainim that we should
so
say
Baal's
for the
here.
Right. So we're saying over in this last paragraph that we should sign up for the Baal, that maybe she was a Mukasay.
I don't think we should sign up for the Baal.
I mean, why would we assume that if he didn't bring it up? He's the plaintiff, not the defendant.
Cash is not tiny. Meichush. I don't know. Who knows? Who doesn't know? He.
It's a good
question. His lashon is, we should be choishes.
Shema.
Right, but why would we do that if he didn't bring it up? He's the plaintiff.
Because if maybe it was Mukaseitz, we can't say at the club, Homer Shinola Sabbath Mishusa.
Right, but he has to bring up that taina. He's the plaintiff. We don't taina for the plaintiff. We don't try to defend
know.
The plaintiff.
It's just a possibility in reality.
Right, so he, being that he's the plaintiff, he has to be the one to bring it up.
He doesn't say tiny.
Right, just nechush.
Nechush. So you're saying, why should we be nechush if he doesn't tiny?
Yeah, he's the plaintiff. He should tiny it in order for us to even suspect it. Why would we put
that's
something else on the table?
That's a terrorist. It says the reaction right here. Can I ask you to put this away, please?
Yes.
Nechush. He says Nechush. You're signing. We don't do Nechush by Mominus. He has to tie it. He's not tying it. There's no Nechush. Right? That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Good point. You might be right. Don't be so shocked. I looked around on all this farm on the Schweizer, by the way. I mean, all this farm that we have. They don't. Nobody answers the question. I think they got tired. They like.
It was a Thursday night. It
was a small black key here.
Small black key. Must be the sun of work.
I took it out. I was playing with it.
Something just be for cows, right?
No. It might be. Oh boy. Okay. I have it.
I always try and hide.